Good evening. Good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Here I am, sitting on the bedside table of children all over the world, bringing them stories of other children all over the world and the adventures that they have. Today I was talking to Mary Lou, and Mary Lou was telling me about the things that she did just last night. And she said it was so exciting. It was so terribly exciting. Well, Mary Lou lives in Noblesville, North Carolina. And it's a lovely little community. And it's a community where people live very freely. They're able to walk around. They don't even lock their doors. Most of them don't have locks for their doors anyhow. It's a very primitive and a very simple community, and all the people work at the simple tasks of being farmers and running their farms. And if you haven't got a farm, you don't live in Noblesville. Or you work on the farms for people in Noblesville. Well, Mary Lou said that she was going to go down to the cafe, and the cafe had three tables in it. Nice big cafe. And always there was somebody sitting there drinking a cup of coffee. And Mary Lou went to the cafe because she wanted to have something to do. She was 10 years old, and she wanted to be amused, and her mother never worried about her, because she always did good things. And Mary Lou went out just after supper, and she went to the cafe. And she told her mom, "I'm going to the cafe." And her mom said, "Okay." It was just about three or four houses down the road from where they lived. And Mary Lou went in the cafe, and when she was sitting in there, she said, "You know, all these people, there's four or five people there, they were having supper, and they were talking, and they were drinking their coffee. And then this man walked in the door. He looked kind of, maybe he didn't have much. But you don't judge people by their clothing and by how they look around here. People just do what comes naturally. And he walked in, and he went over to Bessie, who was serving at the counter, and he said, 'I'd like a cup of coffee.' And she said, 'Very good. There's no charge.' And so he sat down, and he drank his cup of coffee. Slowly he drank it. And then he said, 'I'm sorry, but I'm a little bit down and out, and I have somebody I'd like to take something to. Is there something that I can have to, you know, that I don't have to pay for, that I can take to him?'" And she wasn't quite sure how to handle that, because that wasn't quite the way she liked to do things. But she said, "Oh, all right, all right." So she went to the back room, fixed up a little bag with some apples and with some fruit in it, and with some candy bars, and two cartons of milk, the little cartons that are served at the lunch counter. And she said, "Here, this might help." And he took the bag, so appreciative. He said, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you so much." And he walked out the door. His back was straight. His chin was up. And he was so feeling happy and self-confident. Well, Mary Lou thought, "I wonder where he's going." And she went out the door of the cafe and watched as he went down the street. And then he turned the corner. There was just one street in Noblesville. And when you turn the corner, you're going off toward a farm, or you're going off toward the river. Well, he went off toward the river. And Mary Lou followed him. And it was starting to get twilight, and the day was slowly closing, and Mary Lou just walked along after him, and she came up to where he was, and she could see him from a distance. He was sort of behind some bushes. He was at the edge of the river, and there he was. And he had a lady. There's a lady there. And there's a little baby. And he gave the food to the lady, and he said, "I was able to get something for you." And she said, "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you." And she took out the milk and started to feed it to the baby. And the baby was so contented, so happy, as though the baby would be happy with anything it received, because it got it with love, and it got it with the caring feeling of its parent. And the baby drank the milk, and drank the milk, and sort of looked at the other bottle too, you know, and Mommy says, "All right." So she gave it all to them, even though she wasn't sure where the next milk was going to come from. And then she took out an apple, and she had a little cup there, and she peeled the apple and sliced the apple and put the pulp inside the cup, and she took her spoon and pressed down on the apple and squished it 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 until it was just all squished. And then she fed that to the baby. And the baby thought, "That was so good. Oh, that was so wonderful." And the man looked on, and he didn't eat any of the things, but he just looked on and he watched. And after a while, he realized that he too was kind of hungry, but he didn't know what to do about it. So he just laid down next to his wife and baby there at the edge of the river and made do. Now Mary Lou, being 10 years old and being sort of a nosy little girl, she said, "I got to do something for these people. I got to do it." And so she went back to the cafe, and she told them, this guy, he's down there with his wife and baby, and they don't have any food, and they don't have any blankets, they don't have anything. Isn't there something we can do for them?" And everyone said, "You cannot help these people. If you help one, then pretty soon you're going to be helping everybody, and pretty soon you're going to..." Mary Lou stood up, and she looked square in the eye of all the people. "And I told them," Mary Lou said, "I told them, this is a person and a man and a lady and a baby, and they're real. They're not just somebody. They're not just a people that we don't know or that we've never seen. We've seen these people. You saw that man. He was a nice man." And everybody in the cafe said, "But Mary Lou, we can't do things like that. Didn't your mama ever teach you to take care of your own first?" "Yes," Mary Lou said, "Mama taught me that. Now, if you don't want to help me take something down to him, then I'll go home and I'll ask Mama for something." "Oh, all right, Mary Lou." So everyone in the cafe decided they'd give something to them. And so they made up two great big hamburgers with everything on it, and a big salad next to it, and a big cup of soup in a plastic styrofoam container with a cover on it. And they put this all in a takeout bag, in a takeout container, and gave it to Mary Lou and said, "Mary Lou, this is your idea. You go do this. It's not our idea." Mary Lou says, "Oh, I think it's your idea too, because you're so wonderful." And everyone had sort of a smile on their face, Mary Lou said. And then she went down to the river. It was dark now, and just a little flame was flickering in their fire. And she said, "Mr. Man, I'm from the cafe, and I have something for you." And the man sat up, and the woman turned over and looked toward where the voice was coming out of the darkness. And the little baby didn't cry, but the little baby said, "Ah, ah, ah." a happy little laugh. And Mary Lou says, "Can I bring it to you?" And the man says, "Yeah, thank you, yeah." And so Mary Lou walked over to where they were. She could hear the water rippling along in the river. It was bouncing over the rocks. And she could just see the outline of the people in the glow of the dim light from their fire. And she said, "I talked to the people in the cafe and I told them, it's nice to be nice to other people. And would they let me be nice to you, because I wanted to be nice to you. Would they give me some things to bring to you?" And they said, "Okay." And so here it is. And the man looked in the box and said, "Wow, I haven't seen a hamburger for a long time." And the woman said, "Little girl, you are very nice, thank you." And Mary Lou said, "Oh, my mommy always said, if you're nice to somebody else, it comes back 100 times. But don't worry about it coming back, just be nice." And so the woman began to eat the hamburger. And she began to put the meat a little bit on the mouth of the baby so that the baby could have some taste of it there. And then they fed the baby some of the soup and some of the things the baby could eat. And little by little, they were happy and satisfied. And Mary Lou said, "Well, I gotta go now." And the lady said, "Mary Lou, you are the nicest little girl I have ever met in my life. May I give you something?" And Mary Lou said, "Oh my goodness, no, you don't have to give me nothing. Mary Lou, this is from my heart, and I want to give it to you because I am so happy." And Mary Lou looked at the lady and realized that when you give, you have to learn to receive. And when you receive, you have to learn to give. It's sort of going both ways. And Mary Lou said, "Well, okay." So the lady took out a handkerchief, a little tiny handkerchief. Had never been used, just a fresh little handkerchief. And there was something wrapped up in it. And she gave it to Mary Lou and said, "Here, you take this now and just remember us." And Mary Lou took it, put it in her pocket, and then she said, "Well, good night now, I must go home." And then she headed off to her home. Her home wasn't a far ways away, it was maybe about a block or two, and she went to her home. And she went in the house, and her mommy says, "Mary Lou, you're late, come on now. Would you like some cocoa before you go to bed?" "Oh, yes, Mommy, that would be wonderful." And so she had a cup of cocoa. And she didn't tell her mommy what she had been doing, but she just had her cocoa, and then she went to bed. Just before she climbed in bed, she opened the handkerchief to see what this lady had given to her. And there was a little round ball, a special little round ball, a pretty, pretty little tiny ball, no bigger than the eraser on a pencil. And Mary Lou says, "That's very nice." And she took the little ball and put it in her collection of stones. And then she took the handkerchief and looked at it. It was very pretty. And she thought, "Well, that was nice of her to give me that lovely handkerchief." And so she put the handkerchief in her dresser drawer and went to bed. Well, the next day, Mary Lou went to school, and she was joining with the rest of her friends, and she showed the little ball to her girlfriend, Margie. And Margie is always so special. She has always got everything. And Margie says, "Mary Lou, you know what that is? That's a pearl." And Mary Lou said, "Well, what's a pearl?" "Well, a pearl is a very precious stone or something that comes from an oyster." "Oh, really?" "Yes, maybe that's really a precious, precious pearl." "Well, it's precious to me," Mary Lou said. "It's sure precious to me." "Oh, Come on, Mark says, let's go down to the jeweler and see what it really is. And so they went down to the grocery store where the man said that he sometimes is a jeweler. And he took out his magnifying glass and he looked at the pearl. And he says, well, Mary Lou, if that woman gave it to you, it can't be very valuable. But let me take a look at it. And he looked at it. Yes, pretty good pearl. Mary Lou, let me send that over to my friend over in Big Town, and let's see if he's got an answer for us. And Mary Lou said, wow, yes, wow. You know somebody in Atlanta, Georgia? Oh, sure, I know lots of jewelers over there. Now, let me send this guy. You know, I wanted to be a jeweler one day, and I never did go finish my training for that. So he sent the pearl off to his friend in Atlanta. And after a few days, the pearl came back, and his friend sent a little note in it. And he said, this is a very valuable pearl. It is a very high-grade pearl. And we haven't put a price on it, but it's worth many, many dollars. And Mary Lou said, wow! And so she went home, she told her mother all about the story and about the pearl and about the handkerchief. And her mother said, Mary Lou, are those people still there? And Mary Lou said, I don't know. And her mother said, well, let's go check. So Mary Lou and her mother went down by the river to check to see if the people were still there. Now it's almost a week gone by. And there they were, still there. The lady was taking care of the baby and keeping the baby warm and nice. But it wasn't very easy. And Mary Lou says, lady, man, this is my mommy. I showed her the little present you gave me, and I told her how much I appreciated it. And mommy says, that present was far too valuable for you to give away. And the lady says, well, your daughter gave me the most valuable gift that I ever had in my life, and I wanted to say thank you. It's the only thing that I had that I could give her. And Mary Lou says, well, you sure did say thank you. And what are you doing? Are you looking for a job? And the man says, well, yes, but I don't know how to do farming. I've been working in stores, but there are no stores around here that need me. Mary Lou says, well, let's see what I can do. For 10 years old, she was extremely precocious. And so she went to the storekeeper who told her about the pearl. And she says, isn't there some place we can find something for him to do so he can earn some money and feed his family and have a home? And the storekeeper said, well, I would like to go and learn how to become a gemologist. But I haven't found anyone I could trust with my store. Bring the fellow over here and let's see how he is. And Mary Lou says, okay, no, no, no. Mary Lou, I'll go with you to where he is. And so the storekeeper went with Mary Lou to the river. And there he saw the family with their very clean area and very nice area around their fireplace, a little fire thing, and the baby in its mother's arms, and the man just, you know, wishing he had something to do. And the shopkeeper said, okay, would you like to come and work for me for a while? We'll see how you do. And the man says, oh, thank you. And he says, I have a little cabin that's right behind my store, and I don't use it for anything but storage, and you might as well move in there and live there while you're working for me. Wow. And so the man and his wife and the baby moved to the cottage. And he worked in the store, and he proved to be a very honest and very sincere man. And he did everything the storekeeper asked him. And pretty soon the storekeeper felt so confident in him, he was able to go off to Atlanta to study gemology, which is what he wanted to do so much. Now Mary Lou stopped at the store every day to say hi to the lady and the baby and the man. These were her very special people. So the gift of the pearl turned out to be far greater in what it brought them than could ever be imagined. And after a while, Mary Lou said, "You know, it's time for me to give another gift to you too. And I want to give this pearl back to you so that you can sell it or do what you need to give yourself a little more to live with." And the lady was hard put to receive it back, but she accepted it. And she bought some nice clothes for herself and the children, the child and her husband. And they continued to work in that store for many, many years. Now, Mary Lou told her mother all about it. And her mother didn't say, "Oh my." She said, "Oh my, 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 how wonderful that is." Mary Lou says, "My mom really loves me. She lets me do all sorts of things because she knows that I'm a good girl and that I always do good things." Is that right, Mr. Candle? That's right, Mary Lou. Your mom is a wonderful lady. But Mary Lou, what she has taught you, you live now. Mary Lou, I'm proud of you. Oh, you're such a wonderful girl. Mary Lou, do you realize that the Sandman is coming now, and he's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you, and you're going to go to sleep, and you're going to dream about your friends who used to live at the river, but who live now in the little house behind the store. Noblesville will never be the same because of all the little things that you do every day to make it more beautiful." Thank you, Mary Lou. So, now I must go. So, have happy dreams, and call your mommy and daddy and say, "I love you, I love you, I love you," and huggle and snuggle them, and then off to sleep you go. So, until next time, Mary Lou, till next time, boys and girls, this is Mr. Kendall, and I'll see you because you know I love you. I love you. I love you.